Hi, I'm Bethany. My dad is Sunday Stephen. This is Sipping Tea with Heather and Stephen.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Heather and he's Sunday Stephen.
Oddly not Sunday. Or it could be Sunday. How do I know?
Wouldn't it be funny if that's just what like everybody start calling you is Sunday Stephen?
Like even my family?
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't be that funny.
Your mom calls you, hey, Sunday Stephen.
I get called Sunday Stephen quite a bit now. I like it.
So this is where Stephen and I ask each other questions. And the only rule is that you have to answer the question that you ask.
You have to be prepared to answer what you offer.
See, the funny thing is I come up with questions that I like my answers to. Then I'm like, oh, I wonder what Stephen would say about this.
You know what? That's great psychology behind this, because I just think that it's whatever we're going to talk about is something that's going to make us laugh.
Oh, that's true.
And 99% of the time, that's how it works out.
That's right.
But I didn't know that you were coming up with questions for you that you kind of want the answer to.
Well, okay, so here's just to give you an idea. I texted you last weekend. Two weekends ago. I was at a football game for the high school that my kids go to.
Right, okay.
And I saw a girl with a star stuck to her face. And it wasn't an accident, okay? Like, this was a fashion statement, okay?
It was an attempt at a fashion statement.
She sticks a star right in the corner of her mouth. And I go, here's what I thought. She's going to regret that one day.
Like, you think it was permanent?
Oh, I don't think it's permanent.
Oh, okay.
But like, she's going to look at pictures of herself as a sophomore in high school and go,
yes,
what was I thinking?
Right.
And so then I thought, well, what is something that I did?
Okay.
That I regret.
Yes.
It was the stand-up hair. So I graduated in 1991 and I used the whole like blow it dry so the bangs are standing straight up and then you spray it so it stays up.
Are there any photographs of this?
Oh, there's tons.
That's awesome.
There's tons.
I love that.
But see, here's the thing. Everybody says, oh, but that was the time.
That was the fashion of the day.
But you know what? There are things that should not be okay in any time.
Okay, but 150 years ago, they were wearing powdered wigs, men and women. So Amy's hair is okay.
No, but it was bad. It was really
bad.
No,
I think you probably looked great for that time.
I don't know about that. So I thought, oh, what is a fashion faux pas that Stephen would regret? And so then I texted you and I was like, hey, think about this, because I do feel like this is one of those questions that like, you can't just pull something up. You kind of have to think about like, what did I do? Because you and I are both in our 50s. And so it's like, well, what did I do during those years that I might regret now?
It did strike me that you just said we were both in our 50s. You've not been in your 50s very long.
But I am in my 50s.
You are. But I mean to celebrate that.
Yes,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Wonderful. But it took me off guard because I was like, no, you're, yes, you are.
Yes,
you are. Okay.
Yeah, you invited my birthday party and everything. Didn't
Which
come.
Chose not to attend.
That's a whole nother podcast, I think. That's the psychology of Heather and Stephen's relationship.
The psychology of disappointment. Written by Dr. Stephen Alvarado, not really a doctor.
That's right, exactly. Okay, so your biggest fashion faux pas.
Well, okay. You have to remember, again, I was trying to be mainstream and mainstream let me down. I owned multiple pairs of pants.
Okay. As you should have, right? I mean, we all should have more than one pair of pants.
Am I allowed to say the manufacturer of these pants?
Sure, why not?
Okay, because I don't know. Maybe there's a lawsuit waiting.
You might get contacted.
Well, I could, and maybe I'll be their like sponsor or something, you know, a model. We're going to put trains on them, though. There was a pair of pants that they would, the popular vernacular of them at the time was called parachute pants.
Yes.
But there was a company that was well known, Zubas.
Yes.
And
because when you first said this to me, I thought Zumba, like the dance exercise. No,
yes.
That's not what it is.
I was an early adopter of Zumba. No, Zubas. And they made all these wild patterns of pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a purchaser. I was not just a purchaser, but I would almost call myself an advocate for these pants. It was pretty bad for a little while.
Like what? So here, tell me what that outfit looks like.
Okay.
And how old were you?
You know what? I can't tell you exactly how old I was because I moved through phases of I didn't care what I looked like. I wanted to be comfortable.
Okay, yeah.
To I wanted to be culturally relevant. which I was not successful at. So I think I've migrated heavily back to just being comfortable. I mean, today I'm in a cardigan. I look like I could be Mr. Rogers' first cousin.
Probably.
And I'm okay with that because I'm comfortable.
Which we've talked about in the past.
Yes, we have talked about that, I think. And so a typical Zuba day would have started off with a dark top.
Black.
Black.
Probably.
More often than not, because black pretty much goes with everything.
For sure.
And here's the thing. Here's the key why that becomes important.
Okay.
Because the pants look like everything all at once.
For sure.
It's like gumball machine that exploded.
Right, exactly.
Firecrackers that are going off. I mean, my favorite pair had a black background.
Oh.
And I would wear them as we approached Christmas break because they had candy canes and candy all over them. Yes, it was absolutely ridiculous. And so black top, my whatever culturally relevant pair of
Zubas. For the season.
and a white high top pair of leather gym shoes.
Nice.
That was that. And it was funny because I look back and I know for a fact that there were moments where my standard outfit was a pair of Levi's, mm-hmm. as worn out as I could get.
Okay.
And still have them stitched together.
Yeah, yeah.
White pair of gym shoes and a white or light colored t-shirt.
And you said if you spilled something on the white t-shirt.
Yes.
I
would throw it away. I didn't possess the skills to get stains out of clothes. And so I never wanted to risk like, oh, my scars. Was that last week's pizza? Like a little dot of pepperoni grease was
So you just threw the whole shirt away.
I threw the whole t-shirt away. I mean, you know, back in the day, you could go to Walmart and get a package of seven t-shirts for like $12.
Still.
And seven, that's a week's worth of outfits right there for for $12.
Just $12.
And I'm thinking, why not?
Right.
You know?
I mean, you had a job, so you
had
money.
A job. I had several jobs, yes.
You were like just throwing money anywhere.
Well,
with the white t-shirts.
Well, there was no white t-shirt club or anything. It wasn't like I was the president of my own club, but I was well known for having kind of a very staid wardrobe.
So you would say those would be your fashion faux pas.
That would be my fashion faux pas that I would choose from, that I would choose to share.
Do you think Gary ever wore those pants?
I don't think Gary ever wore those pants. Yeah. I think to this day... And this is a compliment to Gary.
Yes.
I think Gary still has jeans he did wear in high school.
We should ask him that sometime.
Because you know what? I don't think he's changed in size very much.
Oh, I don't think so either.
And I am a much more significant...
What word is he going to come up with?
I'm a much more significant human being if you just...
That was a nice way to put it, actually. A much more significant.
Oh, my eyes are watering now. So I think it's possible Gary still owns at least one pair of jeans.
That he had from high school?
That he had from high school.
We'll have to ask him that and update the podcast listeners.
Oh, we'll have to circle back on this topic. Yeah. I'm going to write this down.
So do you have a question for me?
I do.
Okay.
Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetical, but play along, please. Listener, do the same. This is your invitation. Action figure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some wealthy donor decides to contact us. They want to do a Heather and Steven action figure. They want to do little you and little me in action figures.
That'd be pretty cool.
It would be okay. So you're liking the question
pretty
far.
Cool,
so to the moment, what would be your accessories that would go along with your action figure?
Okay.
Or what would be the action? G.I. Joe had a kung fu grip.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what would your action figure be able to do?
Oh.
And what accessories would your action figure have? So you would say, yes, you would do the action figure.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good.
I think a crown.
Okay.
She's got to have a crown.
A crown. Little Heather has to have a crown.
She's got to have a crown, and I think a microphone.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe a cat necklace.
A cat lady necklace.
Yes. Like, or just like, I have a necklace that says Maze on it.
We make a purse that a cat would go into.
Yeah.
that you could carry the cat. Then she could, little Heather could carry the cat around in the bag.
Right, which we would never have a cat that would do that because we have anxiety-ridden
ferocious animals.
But that's what I think.
They'll gnaw their own leg off to get
out of
there.
What she could do, I think she could probably talk herself out of any situation.
Oh, would she have a string? Or no, they're up to like buttons now. You press the button and she says something.
She'd say, oh no, I'm sorry, that's my fault.
Oh,
like,
really?
A way to like talk my, because I feel like there are a lot of situations that I've gotten myself into that I've just gone, oh, I didn't mean that way. I'm really sorry. That's my, and like, I just take responsibility for it. Like, I don't have any problem saying sorry.
Okay.
And then people are like, oh, okay. All right. So like, I feel like I would, my superpower would be, could talk her way out of any situation.
Okay. And then you could press a little button on the back of your head just below your headphones and she would say,
in my crown.
Or just a crown. Did you say headphones?
I didn't say headphones.
What did you say?
A crown.
And
a microphone.
Microphone. I'm so sorry. You're right. You did say.
Because I do actually sit around a microphone a lot in my life. Yeah.
And you're accustomed to kind of being in your periphery.
I am. Yeah. Actually. So that's kind of, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Little Steven.
Yeah.
Would be dapperly dressed.
Like he
would
Mr.
be a
Rogers.
Fine, he would be a fine gentleman of some sort.
Dapper. That's a word.
He would be dapper.
People would look at him and say, that's dapper.
That's a dapper man right there.
That's right.
And so we're pretending, folks. That's right. All we're doing here. Between a Bible, not being sacrilegious, because in my also career.
Yes.
I am called to be a pastor.
That's right. Correct.
Okay. So
yes.
I'm not being,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no.
being
I,
sacrilegious.
I don't think people would, I would have never thought that.
Okay, good.
No.
Because it's not meant to be that way.
Right.
However, the other accessory, if you get two, I get two.
Well, I actually have three, so you could do three.
Okay. All right.
Because I have the cat necklace.
You do have a crazy cat lady necklace. I would want him to have a walking stick of some sort.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would. I would. He's a dapperly dressed gentleman.
But do you need a cane?
Well, I don't need a cane, but little Steven might need a cane. Because it goes along well with, okay, why does he have this cane? You put the cane in his hand and there's a button attached to the back of his shoulder and he uses it defensively.
Oh, so everybody's thinking, oh, I could take him.
Yeah.
I could take that
I'm
little
gonna mug
dapperly,
that old dapperly
and
gentleman.
He's like,
and he's like, ha!
Got you.
Exactly.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I love that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I liked the accessory part. I probably struggled a little bit with the what is her superpower thing, but because I can talk.
You can talk.
Yeah, a lot out of a lot of.
Like hostage negotiation level talking. It's like.
It's a gift.
It could be life saving. In the right situation, could be life saving.
Oh, that's a good one. And if you are listening and you want to be the person who creates Little Heather and Little Steven, or even Little Heather bobbleheads, Little Steven bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads.
And all
that
the proceeds
awesome.
Will go to Shine.fm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Most of the proceeds will go.
Steven's like, wait, we didn't talk about this. Like, if I put myself out there, I get a little cut of it.
I thought you were inviting everybody to you know, write in and ask us questions. And you were like, no, if you want to be a part of this whole process, production process, headshots are available on Shine. No. I was like, what? Where
no, no. If you do have a question, we do take questions. And so we've not ever gotten a question yet. So it'd be nice if we did get one. If you have a question that you want both Steven and I to answer.
Well, and that's the like hook. This would be historic.
Yeah.
You would be the first person to ask the question on this podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
This has been Sippin' Tea with Heather and Steven. If you would like us to answer a question, email me, Heather@shine.fm.